Hello, this is Karen Elizabeth, Pat and Jack's baby girl, and welcome to Parents Inquisitive Corner. I'm sorry I'm late today, but I had to go speak at a church this morning, but I'm back. So today, our topic is the cold side of the covers, the leg out secret. Now, yes, there is such a thing as cold feet. People have cold feet due to differences in circulations, metabolism. Men bodies metabolize faster than women's bodies. So women usually have the cold feet during the winter and even summertime. It doesn't always have to be hormonal that a woman is cold or hot. A lot of times we want to say, oh, they're hormonal, they're going through menopause. Not all the time. It could be other things, for example, circulation. So what is the opposite of cold? It's hot, of course. Now, who knows how long people have been putting a foot or maybe both their feet outside the cover to cool their body off. How does that cool your body off if you put one foot outside the covers? How does that cool you off? Well, I'm glad you asked. So let's listen to the secret. Now, you see, when we get hot, our arteries and our veins expand and they get bigger. Okay, they dilate. Now, this allows for the blood to flow much easier through our arteries and through our veins and up to the surface of our skin, which makes us hot. Okay, it releases out heat and it helps us a little bit to focus on our body temperature where it can be level. But when you get really, really cold and it cools us down, this whole process is called vasodilation. Okay, when the arteries and the veins get big and they start dilating and then they come to the surface of your skin, it's really trying to cool you down. Now, on a side note, in some women, this process of vasodilation can actually cause varicose veins, but that's another subject. We'll talk about that another time. Our feet have a direct contact with our arteries and our veins, which allows our feet to release heat faster. Now, another reason why our feet release heat faster is because we don't have any hair on our feet. Well, not usually. We have hair on our feet. The bottom of our feet are usually smooth. And also, our feet is the furthest extremity on our body. So whether you believe it or not, the circulation that I have in my arms is not going to be the same that I have in my feet. Circulation is automatically going to be slower because it's an extremity, the last extremity, the furthest extremity from our heart. So the blood flow is going to be a little slower. Now, cooling off our feet cools down our entire body. So what happens is when you put that one foot or both feet outside that cover and the rest of you are covered up, your feet are going to release heat, which cools down your body. And when it cools down that body, it's going to cool down the blood. So now instead of having hot blood circulating through your body, you're going to have cool blood that circulates through your body and it cools you down. Who knew? Now you know. Another thing that helps us release heat is from our feet is because our feet do not have as many muscles as the other part of our body. So therefore, the muscles in our feet, the little that we have, they're not going to block that heat from leaving your feet. I bet you do this, and I bet you've been doing it for a long time. I have, and I didn't really know why it would cool my whole body off. So when I looked this up, I thought it was really pretty interesting. I hope you think it's interesting too. Now, let's look at the opposite. Our feet can release heat when we're hot, but our feet can also bring in heat when we're cold. So when we're cold, our bodies are just cold. The blood in our bodies is cold. It's the same process. Our feet will bring in heat, will evaporate, absorb heat, warm up the blood, and then the blood through your body will be warm. Oh no, look at your feet and what it does. It can either heat your body or they can cool your body. And as I said earlier, you know, I mentioned just one foot. You don't have to put both your feet out of the covers to cool or to heat your body. You just have to put one foot outside the covers and it will either let out heat or it will bring in heat. So I hope you learned something today. What I want to end with today in Karen's Inquisitive Corner is a lot of times we do things in our life and we think about, should I have done that? Or, you know, we start having regrets. But what I want to pose to you today is, before you start regretting the who, woulda, shoulda, couldas, and I wish, and I should have, and all of that, think about if you would have done it differently. Think about that person that you loaned some money to and they never paid you back. Would you have still loaned them some money? Think about a person in your life that you loved and you had to walk away from them. You gave them this, you gave them that, but you had to walk away from them. Would you have done that anyway? Is that the type of person you are anyway? So before we start regretting, let's ask ourselves, you know what? I would have done that anyway. So why regret it? Because you would have done that anyway. Don't have regrets for something that you did from your heart. Now, how somebody takes it, that's really on them. You know, if they're going to talk about you, if they ask for a loan and they don't really need it, if you care for them and they really didn't need it or they went back and talked about it or whatever. If you did it from your heart, don't worry about the rest because you are the one that's going to get the blessing for it. So ask yourself before you start regretting, would I have done that anyway? And if the answer is yes, stop regretting. You all have an amazing day. This is Karen Elizabeth Patton Jackson, baby girl, and I will see you all next week. Please do like and share and let me know what you all want to hear on the corner. In January, I believe it's January 23rd, I would have been on Karen's Inquisitive Corner for 5 years. 5 years. And so I'm really working on something really big to kind of rebrand Karen's Inquisitive Corner going into January. But I can only do it because you all have been with me for the whole 5 years. And I really, really, really appreciate it. I'm not going to talk about it too much because I don't want to get teary. But just watch for that because we're going to do something different. Love you. Bye-bye.